Hey, Brock. Bill said he thought it was important for you to take some time off, considering how much how hard you've been working, but also encourage you to look at your iPad and throw. What is going to be your off season? Are you going back to Montana? Kind of give us a rundown.
Yeah. Well, as far as what Coach said, you know, taking some time off, you know, I'm a big believer in that as far as, you know, giving yourself some mental time away from the game to kind of refresh your mind, get ready to go for training camp, and same with your body. You know, if you don't give your body a break, you can run yourself right into the ground. So, you know, I'm going to head back to North Idaho and Northwest Montana and, you know, train at the local high school up there and throw the football up there and whatnot. But over the course of the 4th of July, we'll take a little time off, a few days there, spend some time with friends and family and enjoy the holiday. But really outside of the week of the 4th, it's what Coach said. You know, I'll be, you know, staying in my book, you know, reviewing the tape of OTAs. You know, I'm a firm believer that there's always, as a quarterback, there's always something that you can be doing to get yourself better. So, you know, if you're going to take some physical time off, maybe you still stay in the book. You know, if you're staying in the book, maybe take some physical time off. And then there's time where you pull completely back, and then there's time where you stay completely in physically and mentally. So, you know, we're getting ready to hit the go button and start training camp. So there won't be many days off, but the week of the 4th, I will take a little refresher and hit the reset button.
Brock, what do you feel like some of the keys to you getting off to a fast start in training camp and then carrying that into the regular season? What do you think will be some key priorities for you as you try to do that?
Yeah, you know, I think offensively, it's just focusing on the details of our offense. You know, there's a lot of things that go into it, formations, motions, shifts, different cadences, you know, different route concepts, run checks, pass checks. And so it's just focusing on the details, focusing on the line of scrimmage operation. And then the biggest thing in training camp is if you make a mistake, clean it up and then don't make it again. You know, that's why we practice. We practice to, you know, try to perfect things and try to be very clean as far as our operation goes. So I think it's just focus in on the details, make the most of every day, every rep, and then, you know, when a mistake is made, clean it up in the meeting room and move forward.
You play behind Peyton now that you're the starter. Is anything different for you as far as the preparation or anything you've done or will do over these next 5 weeks?
Well, I get more reps in practice. That's probably the biggest difference. But as far as my preparation over the summer months, you know, from my time being a backup under Peyton to now as the starter here in Houston, nothing will change. I will prepare the same exact way I always have. You know, I've always continued to work out, throw, stay in my book, stay on my iPad watching tape, and then kind of pull back over the week of the 4th of July and then get right back into it. So, you know, I don't think you have to recreate the wheel. I think you just need to enhance, change a few things, and just ultimately try to find little tweaks without changing the whole wheel, like I said, to make yourself a better player.
Brock, we've asked you a lot of questions about DeAndre. Is there one or two guys that you've worked with on the offense now that stood out to you, surprised you in any way so far?
You know, I can't pinpoint it to one or two guys. I've been extremely impressed with this entire football team, just how we've come out on a daily basis in OTAs and now mini camp. And competed against each other. You know, the defense is pushing the offense is pushing the defense. Everybody is out there working together to get better. And I think the way you get better as a team is by competing like it's a game during practice. And that's what both sides of the ball are doing right now, and I think that's a credit to everybody on this roster.
Do you feel settled in Houston yet, and have you seen much of the city?
I do feel settled. You know, Houston feels like home, and I think a large part of that is just how the city has welcomed my wife and myself. You know, I love this organization. I love coming to work every single day. It's a great work atmosphere. And then when we do get some time off, you know, we've tried a few restaurants and have gotten around the city a little bit and got a good feel for the area.
Brock, you played with an extremely talented group of wide receivers at Denver. I know it's early, but looking at DeAndre and what Jalen has done and improved this year, can you start to see similarities in the way these guys go about doing their work, and can they be that special?
I'm not going to compare the two groups. You know, the receiving core that we have here in Houston is a fantastic group. It's a special group. It's a group that comes into the building every single day and works to get better. And at the end of the day, as a quarterback, that's all you can ask of your wide receivers. If they come in, work as hard as they possibly can, and try to get better every single day, that makes you very happy as a quarterback. I'm proud to call those guys teammates, and I have a ton of respect for that entire receiver corps.
Has Dwayne Brown been a good resource for you in terms of learning the offense and getting settled in it?
You know, Dwayne's he's great. You know, having his presence, in the locker room, on the practice field, in the weight room, he just has this sense of calm about him. You know, he's obviously a veteran. He's been around the block a few times. Obviously, he knows the city very well. I've had some great discussions with him, and really looking forward to him getting back on the field and playing some football with him.
When you talk about having great discussions with him, do you mean as far as the offense goes, or is this off the field stuff?
You know, just in general. Some things off the field, some things as far as how he views pass protections or run game, a little bit of everything.
Brock, your dad's on the road a lot. Father's Day's coming up this weekend. Just kind of what your thoughts on Father's Day and what it means to you.
Yeah, you know, Father's Day is a very special day. You know, it's a day that means a lot to me. And it's, for me personally, my father's done so much for me. I can never, repay him in any single way. You know, I'm so appreciative for everything he's done for me. You know, when I was young, he coached all my, Pop Warner football teams. He coached the baseball team. He did everything. And so it's a day that I can show him my gratitude and my appreciation. And it's a special day.
Brock, your eyes light up a little bit when you talk about Montana and Idaho. Yeah. I know it's where you're from, but what's special about that part of the country to you, and what is that? How does it kind of help you rejuvenate a little bit?
Yeah, Northwest Montana, Kalispell, and then North Idaho over in Coeur d'Alene where I was born. It's so beautiful. And for those of you who haven't been up there this time of year in the summer, I highly recommend going to buy a plane ticket and go check it out. It's just beautiful. You know, the weather's great. There's lakes everywhere. The mountains are gorgeous. There's fresh air and small towns, and it's a beautiful place.
Yeah, Brock, I understand the comparison with Denver and Houston are forbidden territory, but can you compare Bill O'Brien as a coach and your father as a coach when you were coming up?
Well, my dad had an undefeated record in Pop Warner football. We did tie a game, but for 3 years we were undefeated, so... that's all I'm going to say about that.
You said you and the wife have been out a little bit. Are you being recognized around town, and what kind of response and feedback do you get from just people around?
Yeah, I think my height gives it away. You know, I can't really hide anywhere. But just a phenomenal response. You know, the whole city's embraced us. Everybody's been extremely friendly, and we really have made Houston home, and it's, we thank the city for making this such an easy transition for us.